Matrix Consulting Group's 9-month analysis included telephone surveys with 700 residents and 10 in-person focus group sessions around the city. When it comes to Columbus policing, 80% overall had a positive perception, but that dropped to 61% among Black residents. Matrix president and project leader Richard Brady says his group interviewed about 200 employees within the police division, and hundreds more completed surveys. Overall, 29% of respondents witnessed discrimination in the last 5 years, and 20% personally experienced discrimination. But for Black respondents, 70% witnessed discrimination within the division, and 30% witnessed an officer discriminate against a resident.
Overall, the issues relate to a disconnect that occurs between the theory of effective policies, about effective training, about first-line supervision and management, and the practice in the field. And most of these 140 recommendations relate to how more effectively do that. One is to work better with the community in terms of defining what that relationship should be. There are some gaps in policy relating to being more consistent in the way you approach use of force, de-escalation techniques, etc., which are evolutionarily tweaking the progress that the police division has already made in those areas.
The report noted a steady decline in use of force cases and that police body-worn cameras are helping to provide a level of transparency. There were 607 use of force incidents in 2013, 438 in 2017. But again, a closer look revealed a disparity. More than half of those cases in 2017 involved Black residents. Columbus Interim Police Chief Tom Quinlan.
The numbers themselves aren't representative of a culture in the police or in the community. They're representative of an opportunity to find every chance we can to improve the experience everyone has with police. If the police can find ways to engage the public in a way that does not require use force, can de-escalate better, even if it's 1 out of 423, if it's 5, 10, those all add up and they all matter, because every use of force is we want to avoid. Officers get hurt out of use of force as often as anyone else, or sometimes more. So we want to avoid uses of force as much as anyone else, but we also have an obligation to protect each other, protect ourselves, and protect the public. So we're trying to strike that balance.
Quinlan says more than half of the 140 recommendations have already been implemented or are in the process of being phased in. Matrix also analyzed a full year of service calls beginning with September 2017. Columbus police responded to more than 390,000 calls of service, ranging from a car crash to a domestic violence report. Brady noted that the time to interact proactively with the community is shortened because officers are constantly running from call to call. According to his assessment, the police division can't redeploy its way out of it, but it can reduce the number of two-officer cars that respond. Columbus Mayor Andy Ginther says the lengthy report and recommendations will not just sit on a shelf.
There's more work to do within our division and with the community. We will explore Matrix recommendations to provide more effective and immediate supervision to patrol officers. We will also work to explore the Matrix recommendations for improving deployment of our officers so that appropriate number of officers are on duty in the right place at the right time. This may include reducing or eliminating the number of two-person patrol units, making sure sergeants are able to respond to the scenes, and civilianizing some jobs currently held by uniform officers. Finally, the importance of officer wellness. Here's a staggering truth. More police officers die by their own hand than by criminals. There's no question that the job of being a police officer is one of the most stressful, and we must provide the tools for officer wellness. Matrix found significant room for enhancing officer well-being, including expanding the definition of trauma and continuing to instill a stronger cultural understanding around the need for psychological care.
Janet Jackson, who chairs the mayor's Community Safety Advisory Commission, says the group will incorporate the matrix data into its recommendations, which she expects to be ready in the coming weeks. Jackson says the goal is to have a strategy that makes Columbus a leader in public safety and community relations. I'm Mike Foley, WCBE News.